Praise the Lord. You know, as we're moving into the season that actually, I mean, they start anymore, they start Christmas before we have the last of October. But we're moving into that season of the year that we call our Christmas season. Some people are ready for it. Some are not. Some are dealing with situations and problems. You know, and it's typically a season of joy, and sometimes it's not easy for some people to be joyful. But I just want to take a few minutes tonight and talk to you no matter what's going on, no matter what you're facing, don't forget to count it a joy and count your blessings. You know, if you spend more time focusing on God's blessings in your life than you do in the problems, you'll find out that God's give you a whole lot more blessings than you have problems. Now, we all face problems. You know, one man told my dad one time, said, "Brother Hagin, would you pray that the Lord would quit bothering me with problems?" And he said, "Do you want me to pray for you to die?" Because that's the only time that the enemy's not going to, when you're off of this earth. Because as long as you're on this earth and he is here, he's going to bring situations your direction. We need to learn how to handle those situations. You know, we can find stuff that God has done for us, you know, to be thankful for and to give him praise for. You know, if you're saved, that's a blessing. That's something to be thankful and bless God for. If you have a place to live, that's something to be, you know, if you have enough to get through the day. Hello, come on now. You know, the devil wants to get us thinking that we're the only one to have these kind of situations, but we're not the only people that's ever faced them. In fact, if you go read Peter said, tells us that we're not facing anything that other people hadn't faced. You know, he would like for us to get our eyes off of God's promises and onto the problem. He wants us to count our problems instead of counting our blessings. You know, quit counting blessings, cut counting problems and start counting blessings. Now, I want to just base everything I'm going to say off of Psalms 103 tonight. Psalms 103. And I'm going to especially use the first five verses of it. But Psalms 103. It starts off with, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." And then the second verse, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." He starts off blessing the Lord. "And forget not all his benefits, who forgives all thine iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." Now, I want to read this from the Message version. I like to look at different versions and see how they read, because sometimes they give us just a little bit different view of it. "Oh, my soul, bless God. From head to toe, I bless his holy name." I mean, that's everything. That's all of you. From your head to your toe, bless his holy name. "Oh, my soul, bless God. Don't forget a single blessing. He forgives your sins, everyone. He heals your diseases, everyone. He redeems you from hell, saves your life. He crowns you with love and mercy, a paradise crown. He wraps you in goodness, beauty eternal. He renews your youth. You're always young in his presence." That's why I always say I'm young. Because I'm always young with God. Come on. You know, now, this psalm was probably written by David when he was a little older. And he really was understanding really the value of blessing God and praising God. You know, one person commented about this, one commentary person commented about this, this particular psalm, he said, you know, there are many high mountain peaks, and some stand higher than others. With all the psalms of praise, this psalm, he said, stands the tallest. You know, when you read the Psalms, most of them are giving praise to God. And we see here that David is praising God for his blessings and counting his blessings. See, in the midst of whatever's happening in your life, you need to thank God for your blessings. He says here, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Now, some people look at this, oh, isn't that a nice psalm? That's a good song. That's a good psalm to sing. Yeah, it is. And some of you may remember back during the charismatic revival back in the 70s and 80s, we used to sing this psalm. But hey, it is more than just a song to sing as praise, you know. It's something that we need to do in our daily routine. And that is, bless the Lord, O my soul. Now, they didn't know what I was going to preach on tonight, but a couple of the songs went right along with what I'm talking about, right? You know, actually here, it looks like David's just grabbing himself and saying, okay, you're going to praise the Lord. You know, the psalm of this, you know, as you look at this, it could indicate that he maybe was looking at himself and say, man, I haven't been thankful enough. I haven't blessed the Lord enough. It could be. I don't know. That's just, I mean, it has a little bit of that flavor to it. You know, the devil does everything he can to keep us from counting our blessings and praising God. He brings everything under the sun to us. Now, you know, some people say, well, throw everything at you, but including the kitchen sink. I don't know where that ever come from, but I ain't ever seen nobody throw a kitchen sink before. But anybody ever heard that statement before? Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things that we say sometimes that you could not put what it really means if somebody was to ask you. How many of you ever said it's raining cats and dogs? Why did you say that? Where did that come from? Now, a brother-in-law, my wife's brother, he sent her a deal here a while back of where some of these things come from. And they said that this one comes from when it was cold weather and they had thatch roofs that the cats and dogs would get up in the roofs, on the roofs, and bury in the straw to stay warm. And when it started raining, they'd fall out. That's what it said. I have no idea whether that's true or not. And you don't either, so you can't say I don't. But they say that's where that came from. Hello. You know, there was another one that says it's a, you know, that's a bell ringer. Anybody ever heard that? That's a bell ringer, or heard about, or the midnight shift. Well, the midnight shift come from when they used to set up with people because they would drink stuff out of those pewter cups and it would poison them. And some of them, you know, and they'd set up to make sure that they was really dead. And then they used to tie, they said that a bell ringer was that they would tie a string around a guy's hand. Because sometimes that they drink out of those pewter cups and it would cause them to pass out. They'd look like they were dead, but they would put a bell on them. So if they weren't really dead, they'd ring the bell and they'd dig them up. That's what it says. I don't know. But we have a lot of sayings like that. Now, we have to be careful now. I'm coming back to something. We have to be careful in churchdom that we don't use too many churchese little sayings that nobody else knows what we're talking about. Come on now, let's get real, right? We have a lot of things that we can say. Other people don't understand what we're talking about. Am I right or wrong? I just throw that in, okay? You know, I throw in extra stuff sometimes, you know, because this is on Wednesday night. It's a conversation, but it's a one-way conversation. I just like to feel like that. I'm just sitting and talking with you guys. You know, when you start thinking about it, God's blessings, you know, when you start praising, you start thanking God for all the blessings, sometimes you don't really feel like it. But you do it anyway. The way David started this psalm off, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Maybe he didn't really want to bless the Lord, but he said, okay, I'm going to do it anyway. Hello? There are times that you got to force yourself to bless the Lord. You know, sometimes you got to force yourself to quit thinking about the problem and start thinking about the answer. Thinking about, you know, I told somebody the other day, oh, it's been a while now. My days go so fast. Sometimes it's been longer than I think. I'll say something about, oh, well, the other day, and my wife said, that was last year. Well, to me, it's just the other day, the fastest I move. But, you know, I was telling somebody, I said, listen, you have got, they was talking about, oh, what kind of condition they were in. I said, why don't you quit talking about what kind of condition you are? You ever stop to think how much you've been blessed? I said, look around you and you'll find out you're a whole lot better off than most of the people. I told somebody one time, I said, look around, just open your eyes and look, and you'll see that you got a whole lot more to bless God for than a whole lot of people do. I mean, how many of you drove here in a car tonight? And it's a pretty nice car. Bless the Lord for it, because there's a whole lot of people that are walking. Hello? How many of you had something good to eat before you got here? Bless the Lord for it, because there's some people that didn't. See, what am I trying to get over to you? Hey, we got a lot to bless the Lord for. We just sometimes need to stop long enough to think about it. You know, but the devil, see, he wants to keep us so that we're always thinking about depressing thoughts, doubt and unbelief. He's always getting us to, well, those people, you remember what they did to you, getting us in offense. You know, he wants us to think in that channel. We need, if you begin to bless the Lord and all that falls way to the backside. But as long as you talk about that and let it'll stay right out here in front of you. You need to get it behind you. Because that has nothing to do with where God's going to take you and what he's going to bless you with if you'll bless him and praise his holy name. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. The Message version said, oh, my soul, bless God. Don't forget a single blessing. You know, as we begin to look at this, he's praising God for all the blessings. Forget not all his benefits. You know, as I was looking at this, I began to think back, all the way back to when Dad, you know, even pastoring them churches and left that last church when I was in the middle of my third grade year. You know, I begin to think back at the blessings that I have had as growing up, then the blessings that God has blessed me with through the years. I mean, and how God blessed our family. You know, we just kept believing God and thanking God for things, and it would happen. You know, I just sometimes people only time they want to bless God is when the music starts. Every other time they're like, "Oh my Lord, oh I don't know how I'm gonna make it," but then they'll come to church and start singing the blessings of God and get excited and go out the door. Oh. Well, you ought to take that with you when you leave. You know, one way you can praise God is to, and bless God is to thank Him for the blessings. How many of you can say that over the years that you've had more blessings from God than you've had problems? But you see, the devil tries to magnify the problems. If he can get you zeroed in on your problems rather than on your blessings, he's got you where he wants you. Because when he gets you there, it stops the blessings from coming. Because the blessings come when you praise God and thank him for the blessings. You ever notice how that if your kids or whoever, friends or whoever, when they thank you for a blessing that you give to them, especially your kids, your grandkids, you want to give them more, right? That's the way God is, see? And so the devil knows that if he can keep us from thanking God for our blessings, he can shut our blessings down. Anybody here, or y'all gone home? Or are y'all just listening real good? You know, even when things are not really the way we want them in the natural, we still bless God. Get our minds off of the circumstance and read the benefits in the Word. You see, benefits are something that you have to make happen. How many of you work for a company and in your HR manual they tell you the benefits you have? One of them is vacation time, right? Sometimes some companies give you days off for this or that or the other. Let me ask you a question. Do they come down and say, "Hey, you haven't been taking care, you haven't been taking any of your benefits"? Huh? You have to go and take the benefits. God has given us a whole book of benefits. We have to go and make them happen in our lives. One of the way we do it is blessing God for our benefits and thanking him for them and say, "Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless his holy name. Look what he's done for me." You know, sometimes to get out of a situation, you need to thank God for the blessing instead of looking at the situation. Any of you remember a song that we used to sing, "Count Your Blessings"? Name them one by one. Count your many blessings. See what God has done. See, it says there, remember all the benefits. Count your blessings. Man, I want you, the blessings aren't so innumerable, we can't count them. Then he says, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies your mouth with good sayings so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. I did a whole session on eagles. In fact, I think I got a little book out there on it. And every so many years, the eagle renews itself. It gets a new beak, everything. That's why it says renew your youth like the eagle. The eagle renews itself. And you know what? When the storm comes, the eagle takes flight and soars above the storm. They build their nest high and up on, in the mountains. High up. You know, it's real interesting to do a study about eagles. They're a fantastic bird. They teach their young how to fly, but not before they're ready. They kick them out of the nest, the high nest, but they're soaring. If they start to fall, they go down and they catch them. They fly them back up to the nest. You see, it says they renew our youth like the eagles. Forgives all your iniquities. See, that's the first one that David names. The first benefit. Salvation. Another translation, forgives your sin, all your sins. Then it says, God is merciful and gracious. Heals all your diseases. Now that word, the word rendered there, diseases, is in the plural. It, and according to Albert Barnes in his Bible notes, he says that it is an applicable form of all sicknesses, not just some particular disease. All diseases. You know, he paid the price so that we wouldn't have to spend eternity in hell. That's a benefit. The message said, who redeems your life from, it says, who redeems your life from destruction. The message says, who redeems your life from hell. Crowns you with love and compassion. Crowns here. This word means to reward, adorn, or honor, to invest with regal power. That's what that word crowns there means. To reward, to adorn, or honor, to invest with regal power. He rewards and adorns us with love and compassion, but he also rewards us and he invests regal power. Regal power. That word regal, that you, when you think of that word, you begin to think of kingship and so forth and so on. He invests his regal power to us. It said, he said so when he arose from the grave. He said, all power has been given unto me. And he gave that power to those that are born again by his blood. That's that regal power. That's the benefit of being born again. You know, sometimes if we just get into some of these psalms and just sort of dissect them a little bit, man, they got a whole lot more in them than we really realize. who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. He restores what the devil has taken from us. And leads us into an abundant life. Well, we all know this. We know John 10:10, right? Everybody knows that. Thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Bible comes that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I like the way the New International says it. I've come that you might have life to the full. Amen. The voice said, I've come to give you life with joy and abundance. The New Living Translation says, my purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. Hey, that's the benefit. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not his benefits. Amen. Not just one, all of them. You know, counting our blessings. Remember what God has done for us. It renews us. You know, you can come in and be tired, and you start listening to some worship music, and you start praising God and thanking God for all that he's done for you, and all of a sudden, it's just like you got a shot in the arm. You know? I don't know whether they still do or not, but I know sometimes when some people have some... So their blood doesn't have enough iron and so forth, they get a B12 shot and peps them up. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You know, well, hey, that's what happens when you begin to thank God for all of his benefits and thank the Lord for all the blessings that you have. All of a sudden, you, instead of being tired and dragging, you praise the Lord, hallelujah, let's go get them. Now, the Message Bible says here in verse 5, he wraps you in goodness, beauty, eternal. He renews your youth. You're always young in his presence. The Voice Bible says he fills you with good and beautiful things, satisfying you as long as you live. He makes you strong like the eagle, restoring your youth. Man. It's time to quit, but let me say this. He begins by saying what? Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all of his benefits. Now, you can read on the rest of the stuff, Aaron. And you get down to the last, and the last thing he says in this psalm is, bless the Lord, O my soul. Amen. We bless the Lord at the beginning of the day. We bless the Lord all during the day when we have an opportunity or when we think about it. We bless the Lord at the end of the day. It's hardly a night that I don't lay my head down and I don't thank God for all that he's done for me. There's not a day I don't get up and when I'm taking a shower, I thank God that I have a well, healthy body. I'm strong. No disease lives in my body. Thank God for all, and I pray for all of my family and all my grandkids. Everybody, I got the authority. I don't have the authority to pray for your family like that. I can say, Lord, bless them. I agree with them. But I have the authority to pray for my family. Hello. See, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord in the daytime. Praise him in the nighttime. Praise him at the noontime. That's an old song we used to sing. Amen. Praising and blessing, you can't hardly, but they just sort of go together. Anybody ever notice that? Anybody notice that? Amen. Amen. Just stand up. I think I've talked long. Anybody get anything out of this tonight? So during this season, don't let stuff get you down. Just thank God for the blessings. You might not, you know, we might not have as much as you had last year, maybe. But hey, bless the Lord for what you do have. See, quit thinking about what you don't have and start blessing God for what you do have, and you'll find out that you'll get more.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Father, I just talked to these people for a few moments about tonight about blessing you and giving you praise and glory and honor for all that you do for us. Thank you for all of your benefits. We give you the glory and honor for all the benefits that belong to us. And we claim them for ourselves tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. I can't claim them for you, but you claim them for yourself, okay? Now, if you happen to be here tonight and you don't know Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, well, that's the first step. That's the first benefit, being born again. You can't get any of the other benefits till you get that benefit first. Or if you're here and you know that you're not where you need to be with God, you need to rededicate yourself. Come down here, the ladies over here, the men over here, they'll pray with you. If you need prayer for any reason whatsoever, you need prayer for, you want somebody to pray with you about a job, you want to receive the Holy Spirit, any prayer you need, they'll come here, they'll minister to you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sunday morning right here. Be here, 9:30, School of the Bible, 10 o'clock, the morning worship. Wednesday's my study day. That's when I put this together for tonight, and I get my Sunday message ready. And then I'll be thinking about it the next 2 days, and then I'll readjust it again. I don't ever leave it the same. I usually end up readjusting it, marking out some and writing down something else. But that's the way I study. So I told my class today, some people try to tell preachers, well, you got to study like this. You got to do it this way, this way. I said, that ain't the way I do it. And if you got to do it the way you do it. I do it my way. You do it your way. You know, when I get through preaching Sunday morning, then I start thinking about Wednesday night and Sunday, the next Sunday. And I got them on the back burner back here thinking about them. And I eventually get set down and put it all together. All right. Praise God. Amen. All right. Connection team, find first-time guests. Take them to a special room. We're so glad to have you. If you happen to be looking for a church, while we say church home, welcome home. Come on, join us. We have a great time serving God Unlimited around here. Amen. Don't forget all the announcements that we need, that he made. If you need to know what they are, go get a bulletin and read it, or go to rhema.org or Rhema Bible Church, something or other, whatever. I don't even know what it is myself. But you can find it anyway. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Turn around and shake hands with somebody and say, I thank God for all my benefits, and I'm going to keep thanking him. We'll see you Sunday right here. God bless. If you need prayer for any reason whatsoever, come to the front right now.